I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Kyrgyzstan's interim government declared Wednesday a day of mourning for the victims of ethnic violence. Jeff cooperated with Audio Scripture Ministries while working in Kyrgyzstan.
The ethnic tension that's being used is the tool, but the issue is the unaddressed ethnic tension that's been there for a long time.
But the gospel transcends ethnicity. Pray. Jeff says the country descended into chaos.
Kyrgyz pastors were hiding Uzbek believers and non-believers in their house, and I thought, this is what we need, is we need to see believers standing up to say, we will not fall victim to nationalism or ethnic pride. We will first be kingdom people. We will first be followers of Jesus.
Next, Buckner International is facing a serious challenge in the form of a shoe shortage. Since Haiti's earthquake, they've distributed more than 50,000 pairs of shoes, with a shipment of 12,000 about to go out. The great demand has decimated their supplies, and now they don't have enough shoes for Haitian kids or for other poor children they help around the world. Help Buckner save lives as shoes protect feet from disease and injuries, and as Christ's love is shared with every recipient. And every month, Christian Resources International receives hundreds of requests for Christian books and Bibles from English speakers around the world. CRI's Executive Director Fred Palmerton.
We receive numerous applications from people across America to fill some of these needs, but the need is far greater than the response.
They need your help to continue this initiative and get Bibles into the hands of seekers. CRI can't notify everyone who's being sent a Bible, so it comes as a pleasant surprise. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com to find other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.